W82DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. A sixth Memphis police officer has been relieved of duty connected with that arrest of Tyree Nichols, who died 3 days later at a hospital. Nichols' family believed all officers involved should be charged in his death.
It was very, very hard to watch the video and to see them do what they did to my son. And I think that all of them should pay.
Nichols' stepfather, Rodney Wells. President Biden in Baltimore announcing a $4 billion project to replace an aging rail tunnel.
If this line shuts down in just one day, it would cost the country over $100 million.
It is funded by the bipartisan infrastructure law. Secretary of State Antony Blinken today in Israel meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu. A search for survivors continues at the scene of a suicide bomb that hit a mosque inside a police compound in Peshawar, Pakistan. It killed at least 59 people. This is ABC News. The CEO of TikTok is set to testify before Congress.
Popular video sharing app TikTok is facing growing backlash on Capitol Hill as lawmakers cite concerns that the Chinese-owned platform could share user data with China's government. Republican Senator Josh Hawley has proposed a nationwide ban on TikTok, citing national security risks. In March, TikTok's CEO will now testify to lawmakers for the first time. The House Energy and Commerce Committee says the hearing will cover TikTok's privacy and data security practices, the platform's impact on kids, and its relationship with the Chinese Communist Party. Elizabeth Scholze, ABC News, Washington.
Lisa Loring, who played TV's first Wednesday Addams in the 1960s series The Addams Family, has died. Loring's representative confirming to ABC News she passed away on Saturday surrounded by family. Loring first starred as Wednesday when she was 6 years old. That role has attracted new attention with the success of Netflix's series Wednesday. Loring was 64. Andy Field, ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
But do you think the Biden administration's calling up Laura Ingraham and making the announcement to the world that we're invading Russia with amphibious troops? Come on, Trump. I mean, and I want to hear fine Trumpsters that want to defend that crap. You know, he's a little late for the early bird buffet. Maybe you people were just naive marks who believed he was a super genius. Then I got some land I'd like to sell you outside of Fukushima.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
We have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Mom was always very organized.
But my sister and I noticed she started to forget things.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
My sister and I were there for Mom and each other.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around.
AARP makes it easy. Go to aceyourretirement.org and chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. It's free and only takes 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Answer some questions and get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings.
Thanks.
Just head to aceyourretirement.org. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, it's a brand new week and a whole brand new set of wild stories to talk about today. Things in the news and things, issues to contemplate and ponder. Ghostbuster Bill Barr was the who-you-gonna-call guy for two treasonous GOP presidents. He's on a rehabilitation tour for his reputation right now. He's got a new book out and all that kind of stuff. I'll tell you about Bill Barr in just a moment. Also, you don't have to be a white police officer to show anti-blackness. I want to talk about that this morning as well. And a homeschooling group is raising their children to be Nazis, and it's going viral across the country. This is amazing, and in many cases, these people will qualify for government money, for funding from their state governments, you know, with those states that offer voucher programs for homeschoolers. It's just breathtaking. Meanwhile, in the second hour of our program, our school libraries are moving your books and your kids have to get approval first. Yes, it turns out they are in Florida, but there's some more details I'll share with you in the second hour. Also, a list of people who made fun of Paul Pelosi getting attacked by a man with a hammer, a Trump supporter and follower. Let's hold them accountable. And also, good news in the second hour of the program. There's a 641-mile range electric car coming to market. 641-mile range. You can drive across the country with, what, 3 recharges, I think? 4 maybe at the most? Also, crazy alert, our third hour. We'll start with a crazy alert. Tucker Carlson wants the U.S. to invade Canada to liberate it so it doesn't become Cuba. It's his reminder that the far right, to the far right wing, that oligarchy is more important than democracy, and Trump agrees with him. Also, speaking of oligarchy, does Putin have a grand new preemptive attack plan to invade Ukraine or to further invade Ukraine by February 24th, the anniversary of the 1 year, or the 1 year anniversary of his invasion? And should Russia be allowed at the Olympics? President Jimmy Carter had something to say about that back in the 1980s. I'll share that with you as well. So a lot to talk about today. My op-ed over at HartmanReport.com is titled Ghostbuster Bill Barr was the who-you-gonna-call guy for three treasonous GOP presidents. It turns out back in the 90s, Bill Barr was referred to by William Safire, the iconic New York Times columnist, as cover-up general rather than attorney general. Bill Barr has been attorney general twice. Once he was brought in by George Herbert Walker Bush to help him cover up two scandals during the Reagan and Bush administrations. The first was called Iraqgate, and it was when George H.W. Bush illegally, criminally, sold weapons of mass destruction to Saddam Hussein, the same weapons of mass destruction that his son, George W. Bush, in 2003 said Saddam Hussein owning them justified our invasion of Iraq, you'll recall. So that was scandal number one, and Safire was just going off on this thing. And then the second scandal, of course, was the Ronald Reagan campaign reaching out to the Ayatollahs in Iran who had seized American hostages, telling them, and this was a year before the election of 1980, this was in 1979, telling them that if they simply held those hostages until the election, until November of 1980, then they would be, well, actually, I guess it was very early in 1980 that the hostages were taken, because they weren't released until January 20th, which was about, it was a total of around 400 days. But anyhow, the Reagan campaign told the Iranians if they held those hostages until after the election, which would allow Reagan to defeat Jimmy Carter, make Jimmy Carter look weak, then Ronald Reagan and his presidency would start shipping them American-made weapons, because they had all these American-made, you know, their entire military was American-made weaponry that we had sold them when the Shah was the leader of Iran, you know, right up until the 1970s. And they needed spare parts, and they needed replacement missiles and things. And Reagan, throughout the 80s, was shipping that stuff to Iran, you know, enthusiastically. And then Iran was paying him for it, and he was taking that money and using it illegally to buy weapons to send down to the Contras in Nicaragua. So those two scandals during the Bush administration were both, yeah, I mean, major, major scandals. And in December of 1992... Now, this was the week of Christmas in 1992. Bill Clinton had just been elected president the month before, in November of 92. And George Herbert Walker Bush, the president, was on his way out of office. He would be leaving office in just a couple of weeks on January 20th of 93, when Clinton would be sworn in. And he was quite concerned, George H.W. Bush, that if the true story of both Iraq Gate and Iran-Contra, but particularly Iran-Contra, if that true story came out, he was facing prison time, just like Nixon was facing prison time just, you know, 20 years earlier, a little less than 20 years, just a decade and a half earlier. Nixon got out of going to prison by resigning office, but George Herbert Walker Bush had no intention to resign with just, you know, 5 weeks, 4 weeks left on his presidency. So what did he do? He called in Bill Barr, his attorney general, and he said, what do we do about this? And Bill Barr pointed out that Lawrence Walsh, the special prosecutor, had already obtained one conviction, three guilty pleas, lots of good information from people. They were going after Caspar Weinberger, who had been the Secretary of Defense. They were going, you know, who had overseen shipping these weapons to Iran. They were going after Caspar Weinberger, and he had testified. He had told his lawyer, who had told the media, that Weinberger was willing to fully testify in court if he was prosecuted. If they were going to send him to jail, he was going to squeal. And so, you know, Bush was asking Bill Barr, should we just pardon Weinberger to get him to shut up? And Bill Barr said, no, pardon all of them. Pardon Brent Scowcroft, pardon Bill, pardon, you know, pardon all of them. And so sure enough, on Christmas Day of 1992, this giant headline across the top of the New York Times read, Bush pardons six in Iran affair, averting a Weinberger trial, prosecutor assails cover-up. And it was a cover-up. It just, you know, it ended the investigation. This was it. George Herbert Walker Bush went on to, you know, be thought of as a kind of moderate, modest president rather than the criminal that he was, rather than the traitor that he was. He and Reagan, you know, in order to win the election of 1980, cut a deal with the Ayatollahs, with Iran. And this was, I mean, you know, the president of Iran, President Bonnie Sadr, in 2013 told the Christian Science Monitor, and I quote, Ayatollah Khomeini and Ronald Reagan had organized a clandestine negotiation, later known as the October Surprise, which prevented the attempts by myself and then U.S. President Jimmy Carter to free the hostages before the 1980 U.S. presidential election took place. The fact that they were not released tipped the results of the election in favor of Reagan. End of quote from the president of Iran. The guy who was there when it happened, you know, testifying in public, essentially. So first, Bill Barr helps cover up, you know, this whole thing with George Herbert Walker Bush and Iran-Contra. And then he helps cover up the fact that Putin basically owned Donald Trump. And you know, and we know about this. I mean, this is not a secret. Some of the stuff that has happened as a result of this is, I mean, truly, truly startling. In his first month in office, Trump outed an Israeli spy, remember that, to the Russian ambassador, resulting in Mossad having to burn this spy. And then as a result of that, the U.S. had to pull a spy inside Russia who was, quote, according to CNN sources, the spy had access to Putin and could even provide images of documents on the Russian leader's desk. We pulled that guy out because the CIA was afraid that Trump had burned him, too. And then we get this, you know, on July 31st, Trump had another private conversation with Putin. The White House told Congress and the press that they discussed wildfires and trade among nations, right? No droids in this car. The following week, on August 2nd of 2019, the Daily Beast Betsy Swan reported that Trump had just asked the Office of the Director of National Intelligence for a list of all its employees, including our spies and overseas intelligence officers who had worked more than 90 days. The request had intelligence officials experiencing disquiet. Within a year, the New York Times ran a story with the headline, quote, "Captured, Killed, or Compromised. CIA admits to losing dozens of informants," end quote. The CIA then alerted their own spies all around the world that apparently Donald Trump had leaked their identity to Vladimir Putin. 3 weeks after Trump groveled before Putin in Helsinki while attacking U.S. intelligence agencies from the podium, Rand Paul flew to Moscow on Trump's behalf and hand-delivered a package of classified documents to Putin, which remain undisclosed to this day. In response, John McCain, the senator from Arizona, went on the floor of the Senate and said, and I quote, "The senator from Kentucky is now working for Putin." Of course, he was working for Trump, who was working for Putin. But with Bill Barr now in charge of the Justice Department, on top of this, at this time, you had Charles McDonnell, who was running the counterintelligence operation for the FBI out of the New York field office. He was the guy all these stories of Trump colluding with Russia were going to. And it turns out now that he ended up working for Oleg Deripaska, this billionaire oligarch who was in tight with Putin. And not only was he working for Deripaska, Paul Manafort, who was running Trump's campaign in 2016, had received over $24 million from Oleg Deripaska, according to media reports, and was working for Deripaska. So here you've got a Putin agent, Paul Manafort, running Trump's campaign, Trump being a Putin agent, passing classified information along to Russia, which results in the burning of at least one Israeli spy that we know of, the burning of at least one major U.S. spy inside the Kremlin, and possibly the death of dozens of CIA officers and agents around the world. And who covered it all up? Bill Barr. It's an amazing story. You can read it all. It's posted over at HartmanReport.com. I also posted it this morning at DailyKos.com. Check it out. It's 18 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
All weekend, I've been hearing and seeing on right-wing television and radio and in print that because the cops were black, there's no racism here. I want to address that. Stick around.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions
questions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. You know, whether you're a history buff, a foodie, or you just want to have a wonderful vacation, relax, and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines has a little something for everyone. Choose to explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about, savor exquisite Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the ultimate roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Or you can choose to explore the beautiful Columbia and Snake Rivers. You'll visit the scenic natural landscapes of Multnomah Falls. This is one of, Louise and I drive over there at least once a year. It's just amazing. Mount St. Helens and the incredible Columbia River Gorge as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark. Come aboard the newest fleet of American River boats. Relax on your private balcony as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. And welcome back. So, you know, the
scam, the hustle, the whatever you want to call it, that's going on the right now is, well, you know, those five cops were all black who you know, beat to death Tyree Nichols. They were all black, and therefore this has nothing to do with race. The headline, if over at the Writing, they're summarizing this. The headline on National Review, you know, William F. Buckley's old publication. If the Memphis cops were white, Rich Lowry read it. The headline at Town Hall, Tyree Nichols and the race-baiting left. The headline on front page, Dems try to turn Tyree Nichols into George Floyd II. And over at the American Conservative, Christian cops not wanted. Right. But just, you know, the answer to this is so obvious. Just do this little thought experiment. Remember when the Capitol building was invaded on January 6th, and I said, you know, what would have been the response if those people had been Muslims? What would have been the response if those people had been black? It would have been completely different. That tells you everything you need to know about, you know, what we refer to as institutional racism. Well, same thing. Would these five black cops have done this same thing to a white person? I mean, when was the last time you heard about a white person, you know, being the victim of this kind of brutality by cops of any race? Meanwhile, down in Galveston, the police chief is on leave because his SWAT team at 2 a.m. Sunday morning burst into the wrong house, shattered windows, bashed a door, ripped out wiring, fired 15 flashbangs, looking for a guy who actually apparently was the right house, but the guy that they were looking for not only wasn't in the house at the time, but he had already been exonerated after the police determined that the witness who had claimed he had committed a crime had made a false accusation. I mean, this is SWAT teams. Tyree Nichols, he was given 71 commands in 13 minutes, and the vast majority of those commands were things he was already doing. Lay down on the ground. He's already on the ground. I mean, they're performing for the microphone. Mondaire Jones tweeted, if you think the Memphis police officers had to be white in order to exhibit anti-blackness, you need to take that AP African-American Studies course Ron DeSantis just banned. Amen. This is criminal beyond just the crime that was committed against Tyree Nichols. This is criminal in this is a crime against all of America. This is a crime against the idea of America. And we've got to do something about this. We'll be there.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
If you're looking for suggestions, by the way, about what we can do, that was my Friday op-ed at HartmanReport.com. You can just read my list over there. I talked about it Friday on the air.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247.
A progressive voice.
If Friday nights mean fish fries, we're your station. Civic Media for the Fox River Valley.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. A sixth Memphis police officer has been relieved of duty connected with that arrest of Tyree Nichols, who died 3 days later at a hospital. Nichols' family believed all officers involved should be charged in his death.
It was very, very hard to watch the video and to see them do what they did to my son. And I think that all of them should pay.
Nichols' stepfather, Rodney Wells. President Biden in Baltimore announcing a $4 billion project to replace an aging rail tunnel.
If this line shuts down in just one day, it would cost the country over $100 million.
It is funded by the bipartisan infrastructure law. Secretary of State Antony Blinken today in Israel meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu. A search for survivors continues at the scene of a suicide bomb that hit a mosque inside a police compound in Peshawar, Pakistan. It killed at least 59 people. This is ABC News.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes. And you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. One last story I wanted to share with you this hour. In the moment here in time when Ron DeSantis is telling public school teachers, not private school teachers, but public school teachers, that they must remove books from their classrooms, and some of them are literally stripping the entire classroom of all its books because they don't want to face a felony conviction that includes prison time for having the wrong books in their classroom library. At the same moment that that is going on, there is a movement on the hard right of homeschoolers led by Mr. and Mrs. Saxon, presumably as in Anglo-Saxon, because this is not their real name. Their real names are Logan and Katja Lawrence in Upper Sandusky, Ohio, at least according to this report over on Huffington Post titled Inside the Online Community, where homeschoolers learn how to turn their kids into wonderful Nazis. Now, you might think that wonderful Nazis is a wild exaggeration about what these homeschooling parents are trying to do. So let me just share with you. This is Christopher Mathias wrote this piece for Huffington Post. Quote, "We are so deeply invested into making sure that that child becomes a wonderful Nazi," Mrs. Saxon told the podcast host. "And by homeschooling, we're going to get that done." They launched this channel called Dissident Homeschool on Telegram. After years of searching for and developing Nazi-approved material for their own homeschool children. The lesson plan, which has thousands of subscribers now, includes ready-made lessons plans authored by the Saxons on various subjects like Confederate General Robert E. Lee, a grand role model for young white men, and Martin Luther King Jr., the antithesis of our civilization and our people. They have copy work assignments available for parents to print out so that their children can learn cursive by writing out quotes by Adolf Hitler. There are recommended reading lists with bits of advice like, quote, "Do not give them Jewish media content," end quote. They even posted an audio message of their kids shouting Sig Heil. They created this behind, while hiding, as I mentioned, hiding behind a fake identity, but this group has tracked them down. Anonymous Comrades Collective is the name of the group. Mrs. Saxon wrote, "Without homeschooling our children are left defenseless to the schools and the gay Afro-Zionist scum that run them." You know, I think the Saxon family would be very... Or actually the Lawrence family, apparently, would be very welcome down in Florida right now. The relatives confirm that Logan and Katya homeschool their children and that they have a German shepherd named Blondie, which is the same name as Hitler's dog. Mrs. Saxon revealed that, quote, "Until 1945, there was a sign in the city limits," this is the town where they live, "that said no Negroes allowed within the city limits." It actually used the N-word, that sign, but nonetheless, they're quite proud of that fact that they live in a sundown town. One of the lesson plans is to take a racist quote by George Lincoln Rockwell, a Nazi, and do it in cursive. "A leopard doesn't change his spots just because you're bringing him in from the jungle and try to housebreak him and turn him into a pet," says Rockwell. Right. I mean, this is the worldview of these white Christian ethno-nationalists like Ron DeSantis and the people around him and you know, the people who are just flying. And as I said, I was reading the headlines of all these right-wing newsletters and publications this, you know, over the weekend, or, you know, that were published over the weekend, you know, claiming that, oh, yeah, well, there's no racism here. Look at that, black cops being black people. Well, no, that is also racism. Because, like I said, they wouldn't have been beating on white people that way. I mean, obviously, it was these cops just decided they wanted to go out and have some fun kicking the crap out of somebody. And he was the first black guy who came along. In my opinion. You think I'm wrong? Give me a shout. Jeannie in Birmingham, Alabama. Hey, Jeannie, what's on your mind today?
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
When you're speaking about Nazis...
Mm-hmm.
Well over 50 years ago, and this is the God's honest truth, I don't even know what I was doing in this house of a very, very, very famous Nazi war criminal. And when I first walked in, I saw to my right the Nazi flag. I thought, oh, I was young. I thought, oh, well, he's a collector. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking around. I see all these buttons and things, relics. And this, in the middle, there was this old-fashioned upright projector with the reels on it. And to my left, there were two 8x10 frame pictures, one of Hitler's shoulder shot in uniform, and the other one was him standing in uniform right alongside of Hitler, and he ran his fingers lovingly down that picture, and then he turned the projector on. He used the wall, and I knew I was in the presence of evil, and I never looked back. I ran like the devil was behind me.
Amazing. What city was this in, Jenny? Is this in Birmingham?
I'm in Birmingham. I'm not England.
Alabama.
This was when I was young. It was in Maryland.
Oh, in Maryland. Okay. All right. That's a fascinating story, Jeannie. Jeannie, thank you very much. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Look, I was listening to all the pundits on the weekend talk about this spring offensive Russia may probably will undertake against the Ukraine, right? And I still think nobody has got it right on what's going on with Russia and the Ukraine. But maybe you have, Tom. I mean, you've kind of dropped a few hints that make me think you've got it. But if I'm right, you need to bring this to the forefront of your thoughts. Look, this is not so much about Vladimir Putin's relationship with Kyiv or the Ukraine. This is more about Vladimir Putin's relationship with other authorities in Moscow. Just like Chairman Xi, General Minahan is under criticism right now because he said in 2025 we will be at war against China. Now, you know, the Republicans have grabbed this and ran with it, right? They're like, you know, this is because of Joe Biden's weakness. But thanks to Joe Biden's policies, which, frankly, I think he may be a victim of executive harassment at this point.
Dave, we're wandering all over the place here. What is the essence of Putin's attack on Ukraine that you are arguing is uniquely different than the than the average media take on it?
Okay, look, the Republicans are authoritarians. Vladimir Putin's an authoritarian. Chairman Xi's an authoritarian.
So you think it's about the worldwide authoritarian movement?
This is about the desire to consolidate power and eliminate any democratic competition.
I absolutely agree. Right? I absolutely agree. I think your analysis is spot on. Dave, thank you very much. Tyrone in Harlem, New York. Hey, Tyrone, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call, Tom. Do you think that the Democratic mindset or party have the wherewithal or the guts to really stand up against these domestic terrorists? Because the last person that I see that stood up against the domestic terrorists was Abraham Lincoln, and he was a Republican.
Yeah.
And there are people that are dead set against allowing this country to operate outside its white supremacy hierarchy. And they're willing to, you know, white supremacists will kill white people to uphold white supremacy. So you know what they do to black folks.
Yep.
So because they're trying to maintain that premise, that dream of having a white nation, and you were just talking about this Nazi situation that they're trying to groom their next generation to be this super white supremacist. Set, how is it that the people that are supposed to be the good ones that don't know how to push back against this complete lawlessness, you know, with what happened with Nixon, what happened with Reagan, what happened with Trump? We see that on many occasions where we have plenty of opportunity to push back and to stand up for what's right, we didn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We allow these people to run roughshod over us. Well, we you know, when hindsight is not even 2020, we already know the path that these people are taking and what they're going to do. We already know this, and we still refuse to block it or to stand up against the complete lawlessness of these people.
I think that what has happened, Tyrone, is that the Democrats have decided, and maybe this is just, you know, kind of temperamental, you know, the way that they're wired or something. I don't know. But they decided that they were going to spend you know, 2 years getting things done, the first 2 years of the Biden administration, rather than holding people responsible. Now, I'm of the opinion that, you know, we can chew gum and walk at the same time. But, you know, they focused on getting things done, and they got a hell of a lot done in those 2 years. And,
But they set fire to the house all over again. It's like rebuilding a house.
I know. We build it, they tear it down. I think that, you know, to a large extent, they're hoping, that they being the Democrats, that are hoping that as Republicans are revealing who they are, you know, I mean, there's serious problems in America, and there's a broad consensus across the American public that you know, things need to be dealt with. You know, inflation needs to be dealt with, homelessness needs to be dealt with, crime needs to be dealt with. There's serious issues out here. Obviously, police violence needs to be dealt with. And the Republicans' answer to all that is a 30%, you know, sales tax on everything you buy, so that the billionaires no longer have an income tax.
And they want to cripple IRS.
Right. Yeah. I think this is gonna help the Democrats in 2024. I mean, it's not as satisfying, frankly, as you know, if for 2 years there had been a committee really seriously investigating what was going on. In addition to the January 6th committee was doing that, obviously, but their focus was very, very limited. You know, principally just to Donald Trump and Liz Cheney, you know, not letting them go after Republicans in Congress, I think was just a terrible failure. But, you know, now you've got Republicans, you've got all these investigative committees that Democrats could have had for 2 years. And, you know, hopefully they learn from this. They learn the lesson. Tyrone, I'm with you. I do too. Tyrone, thank you for the call. It is 46 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you, fair and only slightly unbalanced. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. We'll be right back.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right, That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 51 minutes before the hour. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's on your mind today?
To your point regarding black-faced Negroes, because that's what they are, being participants in white supremacy, that is absolutely the case. And I wanted to tell you briefly how it's the case. It's existed for 400 years. You see, when there were certain Africans that, whether it be due to rape, which mostly was the case, were lighter skinned, they worked in the house. The darker skinned Africans had to work out in the fields and do the hard work. So this goes way back in terms of separating us.
Yeah.
And those black people, those field N-words, had something called a overseer or driver. And that would be another African. And that African was particularly brutal, vicious towards them to gain massa's favor. And that is depicted in the movie Django, by Quentin Tarantino. Samuel L. Jackson played, if I could have reached through the screen, and I like Samuel L. Jackson as an actor, but if he did such a good job, if I could have reached through the screen and choked him out, I would have.
Oh, when that movie came out, I was applauding when he met his demise. Absolutely.
Yeah. So this tactic of absolution that is used by European Americans is something that goes way back.
Yep.
When you'll find that when it was Tamir Rice, Sandra Bland, Breonna Taylor, each time this happens, there's always at the press conference some row of black people in the United States serving as either furniture or spouting the talking points. Yeah. The fact of the matter is, Tom, is that, as you very eloquently have pointed out, the modern police model in the United States is predicated upon slave patrols.
Yep.
And And that legacy still exists today.
Yep.
And so when you enter law enforcement, which is why my days were numbered in it, you have to give up your blackness, period. I don't care who doesn't like it. That's the way it is because it is a racist institution.
Right.
So I just wanted to point that out. So, and two other quick points. As I looked at the video of Tyree, I mean, I was literally sickened by it. But if it's even possible, what was even worse was the audio. And it was weird because Fox cut out the audio.
Of course,
CNN did not. CNN did not. And in that audio, Tom, the things they said to that young man, it was. I can't repeat them on your air, but it was just heartbreaking. It was infuriating.
Yeah.
The third point I want to make is this: there were five other officers on the scene, Tom. Now, if those who don't think this is a white supremacist operation, riddle me this. The five officers, in an unprecedented rapidity and swiftness, their pictures were put up, they were indicted,
the five black
terminated,
yeah.
The five black officers.
They busted one of the white cops this morning. Or at least they relieved him of duty. They haven't charged him yet.
Okay, well, see, I didn't know that, but let me tell you this. But there were at least five others there.
Yep.
None of their pictures have been shown. No one knows who they are. They haven't been identified, and at the very least, they were culpable, if not accessories to murder.
Yep.
I want to know why that didn't happen, and I'll tell you what. That's a rhetorical question because I know why that didn't happen, and you do too.
Yeah, they were cops, and B, most of them were white, apparently.
I mean, absolutely.
Like, as you said, we don't know for sure, but we know that one of the white cops was relieved of duty this morning, and the other guy who was fired yesterday afternoon, I believe he was a black cop. But they've set two firefighters also who were first on the scene and just hung around for, you know, long periods of time and didn't do anything were also relieved.
Well, and that's a modus operandi. That's part of the policy.
Yep.
You did this. You had the same thing with George Floyd. But let me tell you something
Freddie Gray said.
And I'm glad you said exactly. And I'm glad. Well, I've seen it in my own life many, many times. Something that you said that I want to applaud you on, and that's this: they would not. And this is part of the white supremacy too. And this is what the most poignant. They would not. Those five. I call them the Django Five. The Django Five would not have done that to a European American. You bet your butt they wouldn't have.
Yep. I mean, that's and that simple thought experiment, you know, is like with the January 6th attacks and you know, so many other situations. You just flip the race of the people around and instantly you understand what structural racism is. Although over on Fox, they're still denying it exists. Kenyatta, once again, your Medium writings, medium.com what? /
at Kenya Medium at Kenyatta's Gal.
At Kenyatta's Gal. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
One of our great writers here, Kenyatta. Thank you very much. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
You could do the flowers thing in this Valentine's Day, but watching them droop, dry up, and get dumped is no fun. Or you could give something so incredibly thoughtful, the two of you will love it year-round. I'm talking about my favorite, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet from Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. That's huge. So is the fact that Cozy Earth customers have penned over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. And did I mention that Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating so you sleep more comfortably year-round? Louise and I sure do. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in five awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on...
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I'm coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left. It's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of times where you just get a little soundbite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And
you're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.